Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of our Holy Father Dominic, and from South Africa we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled Witness to the Transfiguration.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing, and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by all. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand, where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of all people, so that seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven. Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Dominic's feast day has had a history of migration. This because he died on the Feast of the Transfiguration in 1221. So the date given to St. Dominic in the Roman calendar travels around the 6th of August, in much the same way as Dominic himself crossed and recrossed Europe for the Lord. There is a trend in the ancient and medieval world to see the lives of great people as circular, the day of birth and death being shared. For Jesus, the ancients took it a step further and settled the date of the Annunciation to be the same as that of his crucifixion, which an earlier generation had fixed on the 25th of March. Later generations again added 9 months to the Annunciation and celebrated Christ's birth on the 25th of December. For St. Dominic, whether his birth and death coincided on the Feast of the Transfiguration is lost to history. His life, in truth, was marked by the Transfiguration. That Christ's earthly body was transparent to the divine glory, and that it was revealed to the earthly vision of Peter, James, and John, confirmed Dominic's preaching, challenging the Albigensians to conversion. For them it was abhorrent that any created stuff could ever, or in any way, show forth divine light and truth. That same light and truth is seen in the ministry of Saint Dominic. Our iconography of the saint gives him the divine light as a star shining on his forehead. We honor him as Lumen Ecclesiae, light of the church, not only as light brought forth by the church, also as light to the church. The truth of the divine presence, present to humanity, was heard in his preaching. There is a divine irony in Jesus' words in the Gospel today. Salt does not lose its flavor or value. As the 250 million year old Himalayan pink salt in some of our salt grinders attests to us. Nor does the light of the transfiguration and resurrection ever dull. What dulls is our memory of it, our willingness to be guided by that light. Another aspect of the transfiguration, which gives both light and flavor to the world, is that Jesus was not alone in that revelation experience for the sake of his disciples. He was accompanied in a community with Moses and Elijah. Moses shared his ministry with a community of 72 elders. Elijah was part of a community of prophets known as a brotherhood of prophets. Misleading, since women prophets were also present to those communities. Jesus gathers 12 close disciples out of a larger group of 72 as well. Jesus, Elijah, and Moses shone within the context of a community, a gift St. Dominic himself gave to the world, a community of light and flavor. And like the element salt, which not only imparts flavor, it unlocks and enhances the subtleties of flavor already present, St. Dominic's ministry enhanced the church of his time, bringing the light of past wisdom and doctrine into focus, giving light to new directions and possibilities. At the Transfiguration, Jesus commands Peter, James, and John not to speak of it. Unlike so many others, when Jesus commanded them not to speak, they blabbed to all and sundry. The three not only kept Jesus' request, they exceeded it by totally forgetting it ever happened. Facing the arrest of Jesus, their memory of glory leaves them, and they flounder clueless through the tragedy of the cross and are dumbfounded before the light of the resurrection. Only the Holy Spirit could bring it all together for them. St. Dominic never lost sight of the light of Christ that he experienced. Even as his ministry fell apart with the tragedy of the Albigensian Crusade and its genocide in Béziers, Carcassonne, and Toulouse, Dominic's hope was wounded, but his vision was never clouded or his faith shattered, because he remembered the light of the Transfiguration and the glory of the Resurrection. The light of the Transfiguration and Resurrection, which was such an intimate part of the life of Dominic, always shone ahead into the future. At this difficult juncture in the life of the church and world, where some would gladly crusade to remove perceived threats, let us rely on the prayers of St. Dominic to follow the light leading us into the future, into the future as that community which brings flavor to the world and enhances the rich flavors of human thought and striving. Let us be the salt which brings the integrity of the gospel to questions of our time, as Dominic did in his. Amen.